Oscar Radio 4, ISS, this is Delta Radio 0 Zulu. Can you hear me? Over.
And DR 0 Zulu, this is OR 4 ISS. I've got you loud and clear. How me? Over.
Okay, hello Sanita. This is the Gymnasium der Stadt Meschede with a large number of students in the auditorium here. We are pleased that you have time for us. We hope you are fine. Can we start with the questions? Over.
Absolutely. We're all doing great here on the ISS. We're happy to be flying over Europe right now and talking to you directly. I'm ready for questions. Over.
Why did you choose to become an astronaut? Over.
You know, I chose to become an astronaut because, one, it's a lot of fun, and I saw what they did, and it's about exploration and science and technology. And I'm a curious person, and I know I was a helicopter pilot, and I thought, how could I learn more? And this is a perfect field for it. Over.
What education or profession did you have before your astronaut training? Over.
Yep, I was a helicopter pilot and a test pilot, but that's not the only field we have. We have doctors and scientists and even a veterinarian in our office. And so a lot of people have a background in science, math, technology, and engineering, and then want to take it another step further to become an astronaut. Over.
What is the most interesting experience of your space flying which you would like to share with us? Over.
Well, you know, Sarah, it's hard to tell because there's so many amazing things. Of course, going on a spacewalk is just awesome, but that's a little bit of repair work outside. I really like also the science stuff that we do here, some gene sequencing. We're doing stem cells. We have a lot of other amazing science that's going on, so it's hard to say exactly which is the best. Over.
What was the hardest part and what was the most exciting part of your training for the ISS? Over.
Well, I would have to say spacewalk training is hard. You know, the big suit, spacesuit that you go out in space is over 300 pounds. Not that it weighs anything, but it's hard to work in. It is exciting also that when you go outside, that spacesuit is essentially a spacecraft, and it has to take care of you, and you need to make sure that you're stuck to the space station all the time. So it is exciting. It's a little bit scary as well. Over.
What kind of experiments do you do right now? Over.
So there's all sorts of experiments about primarily, you know, about us, how we live and work in space, but also exploration. We're trying to plan for the next things that we're doing, going back to the moon, going on to Mars, how to grow plants in space so we could feed ourselves, stem cells so we could maybe help ourselves if somebody gets hurt when they're not close to Earth. So there's all sorts of experiments going on. Over.
What happens if an important part of the ISS breaks? How can you fix it? Over.
It's a great question. I'm standing here, or floating here, rather, in the Columbus Laboratory, and we have 3D printers around us. So if something breaks, we're learning how to do metal 3D printing. So hopefully in the future, we'll be able to fix things if they break. But we also have a lot of tools up here, and we learn how to fix the things that work on the space station. Over.
How is the work on the ISS divided among the astronauts? Who does what? Over.
So, you know, we all do everything. It's pretty interesting. It doesn't matter if you're a doctor or a pilot. You know, everybody gets trained in all the maintenance and all the science. And so we have to be what we call the jack of all trades, master of none. And we work with the ground control, mission control, to help us go figure out how to solve the problems we have. Over.
What does the daily routine look like when the sun rises and sets every 90 minutes? Over.
Great question. It's a little confusing if you based your day right on the sun, but we base it on Greenwich Mean Time, and we have it like a normal day. We wake up around 6 o'clock and go to bed around 10 o'clock, and the work day really starts at between 7 and 6 with a lot of working out. We have to work out in the middle of all that as well as do all the science and maintenance. Over.
Are there differences between a training of women and men? Over.
Great question, and the answer is actually no. Everybody has to be qualified and ready to do the job, so everybody has to bring themselves, you know, to the table and make sure that they are ready to go. You know, generally, women are potentially a little bit smaller, and so you just have to work out and make sure you're able to do the task. Over.
What does zero gravity feel like at the beginning, and what is it like now? Do you get used to it? Over.
You absolutely get used to it. Honestly, I'm starting to forget what it's like to walk because we float everywhere. And so at first it is a little bit hard, you're a little bit clumsy, and then you get a little better at it and are able to perfect how you float and what you want to do. Like, for example, throwing things. You don't throw up anymore. You figure out you have to throw just sideways to get something to go from one place to another. Over.
How long do you think most astronauts would want to stay on the ISS for a single mission period? Over.
You know, I think most astronauts are okay with about 6 months. You know, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a, almost a half a school year, right? So you start to miss your family and your friends, and you want to go back and, you know, smell pine trees and have the rain fall on you. So about 6 months is a good number, but we have had people here over a year. Over.
Have you ever heard a weird noise from outside, and if so, could you describe us what it was like? Over.
So, yeah, of course, you know, there's a lot of interesting things, because the spacecraft is in the sun part of the time, like you mentioned earlier, and then it's at night, so there's a lot of metal outside, so it creaks. I think that's the biggest impression that I've had, and sometimes, actually, it makes the metal pop a little bit, and so we hear that at times as well. Over.
How can you contact your family members? Over.
Great question. So we try to do this on a regular basis. We can do it through the Internet Protocol phone. We also have iPads up here where we can do a call through a service, call service. We have computers where we could write email and do video conferences. Over.
Do you believe in extraterrestrial life? Over.
You know, Lena, it would be very arrogant to say that there was nothing else out there in the universe. When we look out at the sky, there's so many stars, and so how could you not think that there might be some planets around those stars that might have something similar to life that we know? Over.
Do you work in shifts, or do you all work at the same time? Over.
Generally, we work at the same times, but every now and then we might have a spacecraft that comes a little early or a little late outside of our normal crew day. And if that's the case, if it's on the Russian side, maybe the Russians get up early. If it's on the other partner side, then maybe we'll get up early. So sometimes we do shift work. Over.
Did you ever have a collision with an object? Over.
You know, the space station's been up here for over 20 years, since 2020, parts of it, you know, and so, I mean, sorry, 2000, so parts of the space station on the outside have been hit by small micrometeorites. We see that when we go out on spacewalks, and we have to be careful on some of the metal that has been a little bit deformed. Small little craters have been formed. We have to watch out for our gloves because of that. Over.
What do you do if you are bored? Over.
You know, I don't think I've ever really been bored on the space station. There's so much to do and see. You know, look out the window at our beautiful planet, take some amazing pictures, watch other people doing some science and learn about it. I mean, there's so much going on. But we actually do have some TV shows or whatever on our computers that the folks have uplinked for us in case we want to just sort of take a little escape. Over.
What role does the ISS play in the preparation of future Mars missions? Over.
Yeah, you know, the ISS is a tech demo, right? It itself is a habitat, and inside it, just like the things I was talking about here in Columbus, you know, the 3D printing, this is all helping us to figure out how we're going to live and work once we go to Mars. So we've also have other spacecraft that are coming up, all docking to the space station. So all of that is a tech demo and in exploration. Over.
Do the astronauts play computer games in their free time? If so, which ones? Over.
You know, they probably do, but I don't know too much about it, so I don't know. I don't do it just because I have other things that I want to do. I write a journal, I take pictures, so I haven't been on playing any computer games. But I'll ask some of the guys who are a little bit younger than me, and maybe we'll get back to you. Over.
How long were you trained before becoming an astronaut on the ISS? Over.
Great things for the students in Germany, and keep up the good work. Thank you. Nice talk to you. Over.
Yes, thank you very much, Sunita, for this interesting contact and the insights into the life on ISS. Thank you very much again, and this is your applause.